The August 2nd, 2007 Recreation Parks Commission meeting will come to order, please. Pledge of Allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Hale?
Here.
Commissioner House?
Here.
Commissioner Munoz?
Here.
Chairperson Winter?
Here.
We have absent Commissioner Mahan, Commissioner Solu, and Commissioner Hensley.
Okay, public comment period. Members of the public having comments on things other than public hearings, and since we don't have any public hearings, and you have 3 minutes. Please state your name for the record.
Good evening, Chairperson and Commission. My name is Keith Taylor, resident of Morro Bay, friend of the Morro Bay Fire Department. The reason I'm here is asking the community to try to turn out on Monday night at the Planning Commission, because the property at the end of San Jacinto and Coral, which is owned by the city, is going to be becoming a subdivision, and we need to show the Planning Commissioners that we support this project, simply because the money that will be gotten from the sale of the property goes to building the second phase of the Morro Bay Fire Department, and to from the commissioners. Thank you very much.
And good evening, commissioners. My name is Ed Young. And first of all, I've got a question. There's no public comment on any of the items on the agenda tonight?
No, you can comment on any of the items other than public hearing, and since we don't have a public hearing, you can comment on any of the items.
I don't know if you're having a public hearing on the funding for the Coleman Park Master Plan, but
we will later on. Right now, it's just a new business item.
Okay, I'll wait until then.
Oh, you can comment tonight.
Good, then I can get out of here.
Oh no, you can't.
And go have some coffee.
You have to comment on it now.
Okay. Well, tonight at the Harbor Commission, we're going to be discussing hiring an architect for a conceptual plan for a boatyard. And it may be quite a while before that boatyard's built, but we need to get started and get the proper drawings and get them approved by the council. And I thought maybe we could combine maybe the funding for this master plan for the Coleman Park project, that the architectural part of it, along with the harbor stuff, and pool the money and maybe give two projects as one to this architecture firm, and maybe save some dough on each way. And I don't know if that's a good suggestion or not, but somebody mentioned it to me today, and I thought it might be a good thing to bring up. Maybe you could check with Rick, and we could both get one architect and kind of pool the money and see if we can get a break on some of the costs. So that was my statement as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Approval of the minutes of the June 7th, 2007 meeting.
I move that we approve the minutes for June 7th, 2007.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nobody in opposed. Announcements. Does anyone have any announcements?
Actually, I just have one. It could come now or during the status report, but I wanted to let the commission, the commissioners know, especially those that didn't come on our parks tour, that we had a phenomenal response to the Rock to Pier run. It was held the beginning of July, and we had 897 registered runners. We had about 860 complete the race. You'll be happy to know that you have a couple of famous people on your commission that completed. Commissioner Hale completed. I think she ran 45 minutes, pretty phenomenal. And Joan Solo's son, Elijah, got, I think, second in his age group of 10 and under. So a great race. A lot of people from out of the area came in. And
comment about showing up for the meeting. If you can't show up for the Planning Commission meeting, you can certainly email the Planning Commissioners, and their addresses are all on the Morro Bay website.
Okay. Since there are no more announcements, we'll go to new business. Recommendation to fund Coleman Park Master Plan.
Thank you. Good evening, Commissioners. Tonight we have you have before you a request from staff to fund up to $48,000 of park and lieu funds for a comprehensive master plan for Coleman Park. As you're probably aware, Coleman Park is the last designated park in Morro Bay that's really underdeveloped, and we're hoping to begin work on a comprehensive master plan. The fact that the Harbor Walk project is happening now makes this project rather timely. We have talked to RRM Design Group. You are familiar with them because they most recently completed the Teen Center master plan to provide a proposal for you. And I would like to reiterate the importance of a master plan is that when funding does come down, and it will eventually, if not obviously from the city, from other granting resources, if we do not have a master plan in place, we have really no hope of getting funding for a project like this. So it's important to do this master plan project. I will comment on Mr. Ewing's comment about the Harbor Department. We would certainly like you to review this master plan and talk about what's included in it, but it might be important. I've had some basic talks with the Harbor Department, but certainly we can go back to them. I think it's important that the projects go in tandem. My concern, I certainly don't want to hold one project up for another, but if we can work cooperatively and minimize some of the costs, that certainly might be worth exploring. And again, this isn't it's time sensitive globally, but it doesn't have to be done this month. So if we want to come back next month with some of those answers, we're certainly happy to do that. But I would certainly like your comments on the content of what the master plan would include. And that concludes my report. I'm happy to answer questions.
Questions for Ms. Luger. Johnny?
Yeah, I have one question, but also at this time I'd like to just kind of have a little input to what Ed had said. I think he would, besides the Harbor Department meeting, I think he would also have time to, or an opportunity to make input when the community meetings happen, right, with the workshops at that.
I think as far as Ed Ewing's comment is concerned, that not only should we try to work together, but we should try not to step on anybody's toes. We should try to make sure that the boatyard has a priority, that the boat storage unit has a priority, because they will bring income into the city, and without those, the whole infrastructure is going to die down here on the waterfront. It's part of the waterfront master plan, and it was conceptually approved by the city council back in the 80s. So I would hope that anything we do, even though we've got that boardwalk going through there, doesn't interfere with any plans they might have to help the fishermen and the sports fishermen, not only the commercial fishermen. That's my comment.
Nye?
I have a question on the estimated project value. Is that, and I know we used them for the teen center, but is that like a normal estimated fee?
It is pretty normal. I looked back on the numbers for the teen center, and it was approximately $45,000. You will see in the fee structure that we have the $39,000 does not include the refined master plan, which is an optional task. However, what we're doing is we are asking you, ultimately, if not tonight, then in the future, to approve up to the total amount of funding for the project. Again, you know, I can't stress enough how important the master plan process is, and we certainly don't want to, you know, in 5 years hear from the community to say, you know, you didn't take my ideas, I wasn't part of the process, because it was such an abbreviated process. So, yeah, pretty traditional costs, pretty long process.
I'd say I had the similar concern about inclusion of the issue of the boatyard in terms of our deliberations, but otherwise it looked like a reasonable process with a lot of public input, and that would be my main concern, that the public did have access to the process all along the way. Sure.
Would it be possible for you to speak to Rick Elgert, and then we could bring this back next month for another hearing?
Certainly. We're more than willing to do that. You know, I guess my other, if you put nothing in the park, if you left it the way it was and master planned it in that fashion, the maintenance costs would be similar to what they are now. If you put a swimming pool in, going to the extreme, then certainly your maintenance costs would be much different. So that would be, I think, part of the discussion throughout the entire process.
If nobody has anything else to ask, I'd like to make a motion that we table this until next month, and Andrea can talk to Rick and come back and let us know what she found out.
Okay. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. That's not going to be a problem, is it, Andrea?
No. No, it's not time sensitive.
I didn't think so. Okay, review of pending Recreation and Parks Department projects.
This is an item that was asked to be put on by Commissioner Solo, and unfortunately she wasn't able to attend tonight. But and I can talk a little bit about it, and again, I hate to do this, but we may want to as well bring this back for the month of September. Commissioner Solo, to go backwards a little bit, this is a document, the Prioritized Work Program project document is something that you look at every couple of years, and basically what it is, it's a list of identified projects for the most part, maybe a few programs, but I think these are all projects that the public or the staff or the commission have identified as important projects to be completed throughout our park system or in our facilities. In an effort to make sure that we kept on top of what was out there and what was identified as a priority, we've put them in a document in a spreadsheet that's reviewed every couple of years by the commissioners. A few years ago, the commission was asked, I believe, by the city council to prioritize the projects that we had in hopes of if funding came through, and really general fund money was, I think, what the council was thinking about. Again, this was several years ago. If general fund money came through, they could look at this document and say, well, obviously the top priority is the skate park renovation, and we'd like to put some general fund money towards that. I think Commissioner Solo was interested in looking at this document and maybe reevaluating the priorities that we have established. We have high, middle, and low priority items, and within each category, there are no priorities within each category. The status in 2004, the status in 2006, and I think for the most part it's up to date. I will mention, and the commission is aware that we are moving forward on the Del Mar play structure project. But other than that, I think we're, with the exception perhaps of the tennis courts, we're kind of making some ongoing progress on that. Other than that, we're pretty it's pretty accurate. I will draw your attention down to the very bottom. And there were a lot of interesting projects that were kind of jumbled at the very bottom that we were involved in, and for the most part we've put not applicable. For instance, remodeling fire stations and such that were old capital projects that are really not even applicable anymore. But with that, you may want to discuss this tonight. You may want to rearrange your priorities. It's really up to you as a commission. I guess I will say one more thing. Certainly the commission is aware that before we expend really any big sums of money, we always come to the commission to talk to you about it, as seen in the request for the park and lieu money for the master plan, or when we use park bond money, we're required to go to you, and then we're required to go to city council. So you'd certainly be aware of what we were doing and what projects we were working on.
How do you want to proceed? I think since Commissioner Solu requested this item, I'd hate to take any action without her being present, but if you'd like to start a discussion on it, we could do that.
I think it would be nice to wait for her to come since it was her agenda item, and I don't see any large amounts of money coming into the city to do any of these projects between now and next meeting.
One request might be to, for example, the skate park renovation, that was funded and complete. Maybe we put that at the bottom. In other words, it's not really on the plate to prioritize at this point. So maybe just having a column or sorting it by completed. So we really we want to look at what's
not complete.
What's not complete.
Could you do that for us, Mark?
We will. We'll add a column completed. Hopefully that column will continue to grow, but we're happy to do that.
Whether it's at this meeting or next meeting, we could also take off like the pool and put that. Motion to move item A2 to for September's meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Item A3, Recreation and Parks Department Program Evaluation.
Item A3 is something that we try to get to you as commissioners so you get an idea for what the program costs are as revenues and expenditures and then revenues as well. We've got three on the agenda tonight, and I'll just go over them briefly. The first is the 2007 adult basketball. Is my mic on?
Doesn't sound like it.
Oh, all right, I guess I'm on. The first is the 2007 adult basketball cost analysis. We had a very small program this year. We had four teams. However, with that, our costs, our revenue was approximately $2,300, and our costs were $2,500, so our cost recovery was approximately 93%. You'll recall a number of years ago that we talked about cost recovery numbers, and we wanted to really be around 75-80%, so we're doing very well on that. I will let you know that the possibility of continuing the adult basketball program, though, is not looking good because of the difficulty in finding officials. We absolutely cannot find people that were willing to officiate adult basketball. It's kind of an interesting scenario in that we have a lot of officials that play adult basketball, but they're not willing to officiate. So I don't know whether or not we're going to continue that. When we're looking at program and program life cycle, a number of people that the program is the needs that it's meeting, we're really talking about 40 individuals with four teams. So we'll be kind of taking a look at that and deciding what to do in the near future. But with that, the cost recovery is still pretty positive. I will bring your attention down, and you're going to see this number on all of our cost analysis. It's a number called cost allocation. And many of you were with us when we did our cost allocation project, which really looks at the indirect costs of a program. It looks like at Barbara's time in the office. It looks at the facility time. It looks at the maintenance and repair of the facilities, those types of things. Not your direct costs, but your indirect costs. And we looked at each program that the department does and figured out a cost allocation for that program. So we feel like when we're talking about our cost recovery, we feel like we're very close to the direct plus the indirect costs, which I think is important. Oftentimes when you talk about cost recovery, we talk about only direct costs and we don't talk about indirect. Revenue, we had about approximately 52 participants. We had a total revenue of about $2,300, and our total expenses were approximately $2,500, again, with our cost allocation number figured in there. Again, you can see the breakdown. We try to put in everything that we do, you know, field prep, field monitor, sports supervisor, all those types of things. Again, our cost recovery on this was 92%, so we're very pleased with that. And the last program, and you can probably guess that our youth sports programs are generally less fewer of their costs. They're subsidized a little bit more, and we think that that's a fair way to go into it. We'd certainly, while our adults are very important, it's very important to have our youth involved in sports programs, so we try to keep our costs a little bit lower, and as a result, the city subsidizes a little bit more. This is our youth basketball program, very popular program. You can see that the revenue is pretty impressive, $15,000 from youth basketball. We had 166 participants. We pay a number of different fees in terms of expenses, including gym rental to the San Luis Coastal School District, referees, tournament costs, that sorts of things. Our cost analysis for this program is about $2,000, so it's pretty. Those are pretty high. Our expenses were $18,000 for the youth basketball program, and our cost recovery, though, again, was 84%. Again, direct plus indirect, so we're very, very happy with that. When we bring you, probably at our next meeting, since it's going to be such a big one, we'll bring you our final numbers for this last year, and overall the department did very well in expenditures and revenues. So again, those are just three program evaluations. I'm happy to answer questions if you have them.
Any questions?
I just have one. It's where cost recovery is pretty good, really. Are we like at about the same as other cities? And the reason why I ask is because, like I said, our cost recovery is really good because we want to keep them here using our parks and stuff. So
that's an interesting question. It's a hard thing to compare with other cities because we know what we include in our numbers and our cost allocation numbers. We don't know what other cities include. I think we're a little bit higher than a lot of cities. I know when we look at our prices for some things, we're a little bit higher than some other cities. And it's an interesting balance of where to price your program to make sure that people participate, but what point do they no longer participate here and they go into San Luis Obispo or a neighboring community. So I don't really have a good answer for you. I think we do a little bit better than a lot of communities. But part of that is just being forced to do better just because of the budget situation here in Morro Bay.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Do we need to accept this for file?
That would be great.
Could I have a motion, please?
I'll make a motion to accept A3 for file.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The next item under unfinished business is a report on the annual parks tour.
We had the parks tour a couple of weeks ago, actually, in July. It was a great event, and I had a few notes about it. We stopped for coffee. We had a wonderful evening. I would like to publicly thank Mel Bernisi. He was our driver for the trolley. He's always a pleasure. He's very patient with us. We got out a couple parks and looked around. He kept the trolley running for us, and he just did a great job. He told us a couple of stories, so it's always kind of an enjoyable evening. As well, the weather turned out very, very nice. It was sunny, and actually, I'm even going to go out on a limb and say it was fairly warm. So we had a nice time. I think one of the most interesting things that we did was that we took a pretty extensive look at Del Mar Park. We got out, we walked over to the side of the tennis courts, talked a little bit about those, about the orientation, about the project in general. We also talked about the potential off-leash dog park and that area, and talked about what had gone on so far for that. We looked at the new development next to Del Mar Park and what was going on there. Took a look at some of the parking lots, which were in pretty bad shape. We were filmed by AGP. That was nice. Hopefully that'll be on in the near future. And I think other than that, I would like to throw it out to the commissioners that were able to attend if they had any comments or questions. I know that Commissioner Solu had a couple of questions, which I failed to write down that night, so I'm sure she'll remind me about some specific things she wanted to talk about later on. But other than that, I wanted to throw it out to the other commissioners that were there if they had any items that they wanted to bring forward to talk about as a result of that tour.
Well, the tour was fun, as usual. I mean, as normal. But the only thing really is the parking lot situation out there at Del Mar. If we could kind of, like, once that project gets rolling, just to kind of get that done as soon as possible, because that's a safety hazard out there, because we got like a lot of big potholes and stuff. But the rest of the park seemed very nice, very well kept up.
One question that I failed to ask about Del Mar Park and the tennis courts: are we going to have a windscreen as part of the project?
Yes, we are.
Good.
That's pretty mandatory out at Del Mar.
Okay. Did you have any questions that you wanted to ask of us since you weren't able to attend?
No, I really didn't. I think I've been on that tour several times, and I think I know what's going on. as far as the parks are concerned. But I had a question. Can we use park and lieu funds for repairing of a parking lot?
We can.
And we're going to do that or not?
I don't think we're doing that.
I can't remember what.
No.
Aren't we using grant funds?
We're going to use the grant funds.
Actually,
after
that's
the playground equipment is.
That's a good question. We are using out of the Prop 40 per capita grant, which we have allocated to the city $220,000. We've used 40 for the skate park, and we're using 110 for the playground project and the parking lot. So that will bring us down to about 70,000 in the bond, which is good, and depending on how our tennis court numbers come in, there's a potential to use some of that. So, and we have a deadline on that. I think it's 2012. For all money to be expended. So
when do you think the parking lot will get repaired?
Well, interestingly enough, we're spending about $800 on some immediate emergency patching that we're going to be doing in the next couple of days at Del Mar. And then depending on our, we'll talk about a little bit about the playground, but the playground's going in at the end of August, so then hopefully we'll be using that other money for our overlay sometime in September.
Thank you.
Okay. The Recreation and Parks Department status report.
Actually, if we go back to the parks tour, and maybe next year we can turn the tables and have the commissioners give the tour, and staff can just sit in the trolley. That would actually be a great thing. We'll kind of test how you've done over the years. The status report is just to give you an
idea.
Let
me just say one thing.
Yes.
It would be very good if we invite members of the public to come, and it is very interesting to see all the parks and the facilities that are available to the public. So people next year should pay attention to when it's scheduled and give Barbara Wright a call, and maybe you'd like to come along. So, okay, Andrea.
Thank you. The status report, just briefly, our teen center is going great guns this summer. They have a special summer schedule where they've done some interesting things. They have some game nights, some movie nights. They're taking trips into San Luis Obispo to go to the movies with the Parks band, so that's kind of fun. It's going fairly well. The hours, again, for the teen center are Monday through Friday, 1 to 7, and Saturdays, 1 to 10. The skate park summer hours are Monday through Saturday, 12 to 5. Those began on June 18th. We are doing a couple of late-night skates at the skate park, where they will be open until 10 p.m. And those dates, we've had one already in the upcoming dates. Oh, actually, I take that back. We had two already. The last one was this last weekend. We also have August 14th and August 21st scheduled as late-night skates. The Del Mar Tennis Court project, I'm happy to tell you that we're still making progress on that. We've talked to the soils engineer. They're sending us an amended letter to go to the individual that's prepared the initial plans to make some changes in the plans, and hopefully that project will then be going out to bid. We have finished the annual levy of assessment process with both the Cloisters and North Point. The final public hearings generated no public comment, which was, I think, the first time since the assessments have been in place. However, we did receive some written protests, approximately six on the Cloisters assessment. We were a little bit late, but it is on July through September issue of the Online Tides Guide for you to take a look at. The Kids Club program, I really don't have any update. We're really full for fall, and school starts on August 28th, so we'll see how that goes. We, if you'll remember, we submitted our junior lifeguard program for an award from the Governor's Council on Physical Fitness, and we haven't heard back. I'm kind of afraid if we haven't heard back yet, we didn't win, but we're hoping. So, again, they were looking for exceptional programs that that pushed physical fitness from when you're a young person through adulthood. And we thought the Junior Lifeguard Program was a great program to showcase, so we'll keep you posted on that. We are in week six, I believe, of the Kids Camp program. It ends on August 17th. We've got approximately 40 to 50 children in our younger room, K through third, and about 20 or 25 in our older room, and it's going very well. I actually take that back, probably about 30 or 35 in our older room. Going well. They've done some great field trips. And it's been a very popular program. The Morro Bay Community Foundation is scheduling a meeting for September to discuss their budget. I will tell you that they finished the current fiscal year giving out over $10,000 in scholarships to children that reside in Morro Bay, Los Osos, and Cayucas. It's great because financially the foundation can do it. They're in good financial shape, and their fundraising efforts have been going very well. So that's great news. They will be setting a budget for next year on money to give out. We have started our adult fall softball program. That starts this week. We are in currently the second session of the junior lifeguard program. Yesterday they had a competition against Cayucas. That was interesting. Morro Bay Guards did very well. The program was filled to capacity this year, both sessions, capacity with a waiting list. So it's very popular and it's gone very well. We've served about 130 children in the Morro Bay Junior Lifeguard program this summer. We did have soccer signups. We've had assessments, and the program begins in early September. We have children participating in categories from under 6 to under 14, and they'll compete in the fall. Our Labor Day softball tournament is filled to capacity with, I think, six teams, maybe more, on a waiting list at this point. We have 24 teams that will compete in the Labor Day softball tournament, mostly from out of the county, and they'll be competing at Kaiser Park. And then last, but certainly not least, I'm happy to tell you that we will begin construction, removal of the Del Mar play structure on August 4th. That's this weekend. Construction will begin August 13th. On the new structure, and we have let the company know that we need to hold back completion until right after school starts so we can have our ribbon cutting. I'll be contacting Janet Gould, the new principal, to arrange the ribbon cutting. We will, as we talked about, doing some quick repairs to the parking lot prior to doing a nicer repair later on after the playground project is done. We did have a number of people, probably 12 or 13, that have reservations at Del Mar Park during the time the construction is going to take place, and we've contacted all those people. I think we've actually spoken to everyone but one, and that person we've left a message to let them know about the disruption. The playground will remain open for the most part, but that went over very well. It's we didn't want to hold off on reserving the park because we didn't have the dates, so I think that'll go fine. Other than that, I don't have any other things to report. I'm happy to answer questions on anything that's on the status or if you think of something that we haven't mentioned.
Any questions? Give a motion.
Couple questions and one comment. On the skate park, I was curious how the summer skate pass was utilized.
Very slow to zero.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Heather, our youth sports supervisor, will be coming back to you with a recommendation on perhaps lowering the fee for next year. She had some interest, but people felt that the fee was too high. And if you'll recall, we did $40 for the summer. I think she's going to recommend a $25.
I wanted to compliment the summer kids camp program this year. A couple things. Maybe this was in place last year, but I noticed there's flyers that outline the details of each week's activities, and that I think has been really helpful for parents and kids alike to determine what they're going to look forward to, and also for people that are selecting specific days for their kids, what's going to be valuable. So that added detail was very helpful. Also, I think it was exciting to see new programs focus on nature this year. That I think was exciting for families that I talked to in terms of the themes for the kids' camp this year. So I know they do a great job. I just want to compliment the group. Also, a question on the Del Mar playground. Did we make decisions on putting notices out either to the school or some other public forums so people can be made aware that the playground equipment itself won't be available over the period of maybe a couple weeks?
We haven't, but I think we still have time to do that.
And are there recommended forums to communicate that you have used in the past?
Yes. We've used press releases. We've done flyers at kids' camp. We can let our summer programs know.
Okay. That's it for me. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Johnny?
Yeah, just to clarify, Andrea, that the charge for the summer skate park use, the $40, is that coming back next month's?
I don't believe so.
Item so that we could vote and get that price down right away?
We probably would be looking for next summer.
Oh, next summer.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
How's the teen center rental going? Has anybody rented it?
Slowly as well. No.
Nobody?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
But has anyone asked or to rent it and then found out that it was $300 and decided no, or we haven't had anybody interested in renting it?
Let me come back with that to you because I'm not sure. Heather would be best to ask that question. I will check with her and bring it back to you at the next meeting.
And I had one more question about activities for the kids. I know last year I brought up the idea of taking some kids sports fishing or something on Burgess, and I think you did something,
I
didn't
did.
You?
Actually, we took kids camp.
So, I mean, it's fishing season again. It's summer, and
Kids camp went fishing, and the junior lifeguards always go fishing.
That's a great thing.
Okay. Do we need to accept this for file? Yes. Could I have a motion to accept this for file, please?
I'll motion to accept the status report for file.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Citizen report and correspondence.
We did have a citizen's report. It is a little bit old because we were we hate to give them to you until we resolve the issues. As you'll recall, we brought forward to you about 2 months ago changing the hours of use on the Veterans Hall. And we have had a couple of complaints over the years on the music of the Veterans Hall. So as you know, we've changed the hours. Now we close at 10 o'clock with an optional cleanup hour till 11, so all music goes off at 10. So we held on to this citizen's report. We do black out the names, but we've contacted this individual and let them know about those changes. As well, the police department was very pleased with the change. They had actually suggested when we were in the midst of changing the hours, taking it to you and to the council, they had suggested as well, and they were very pleased and happy that has happened. I think it's gone very well. We haven't had anybody any problems with that, but we'll continue to monitor it because sometimes even in a residential area, 10 o'clock is awfully loud for music as well. Just so the commission knows, at every rental, at most rentals, especially if they have alcohol or live music, we have rental attendants. Often we have security guards. So we have another kind of line of defense for making sure the music goes down and people stay inside and such. So that went well. And then we also had a correspondence, and again, this was dated June 1st. We didn't put on your June agenda. We didn't have a July meeting. It's from some individuals in Morro Bay that have been very instrumental in volunteering. And they've got some suggestions about some things to do at Cloisters Park, and I'll just go through the letter quickly for those of you or people that are watching. They're interested in a couple different things. They're talking about some putting in some trees in the Cloisters Park. If you've been to the Cloisters, you know that we don't have a lot of trees, actually any trees in the park area. They're also talking about the possibility of naming the paths. There's actually three paths at Cloisters, and they don't have names, which you may or may not think that would be important. However, it's kind of ironic. In a couple of weeks ago, we had actually an emergency call on one of the paths, and it wasn't really identifiable. So the individual, the Budlongs, who authored this letter, are interested in the possibility or suggesting that we possibly think about naming the paths. They're also talking about a crosswalk. And they've a very good letter, and I would suggest if the council is amenable that we agendize these items for staff to spend a little time with and come back to you on some recommendations. We definitely have some thoughts on some of these things and be happy to do that for you if you feel that would be important.
Any comments?
I think that's a great idea. I find it very interesting that since we're looking at a tree ordinance, the city council is looking at a tree ordinance, that the coastal commission doesn't allow trees in the park when the park was built because it would interfere with the view corridor. So maybe the city council might want to think about these things when they're making their tree ordinance. But I would certainly support bringing this back after the staff looks at it as an agenda item.
Any other comments? I would agree. The only thing is on the path issue, there are also those paths around the park, so I don't know whether you want to designate them with a name also if we're going to talk about naming things.
We can bring the map of the paths. I think the concern I believe the concern, and we can certainly invite the Budlongs to come to our meeting, is that the paths, for the most part, with the exception of one of the paths, there you can't really see them from the So if a fire engine pulls into the park or a police officer pulls into the park, they can see a lot of the paths, but there's a few that go through between the houses that you can't see. There's no way. So I think that might be the prime concern.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not we want to name the rest of them, certainly up to the commission, but I think the prime concern would be those paths that you can't see but are there, and someone could fall and be kind of stuck there.
Okay. Do we need a motion to bring this back?
Probably for an agenda item, that would be great.
Could I have a motion?
I move that we bring John and Francis Budlong's suggestions for the Cloisters Park, the idea of maybe planting some trees, a small grouping of trees, naming the pathways for emergency vehicles to be able to find their way, and a painted crosswalk at Coral in the public park connecting the main north-south sidewalk pathway. Let this become an agenda item.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, Budlongs. Okay, on to reports. Youth Services, Sports, Fitness, and Facilities.
I really wanted to just point out to you that this is the end of our fiscal year. Well, it's actually past the end of the fiscal year, but these reports are the end of the fiscal year. And just to remind you about when we're talking about our numbers, we talk about participations versus participants because we want to talk about how many times a person came to a program versus because some programs last longer than others. So we talk about participations, and I think it's important to note that for the year 2006-2007 in our youth services division, we had 36,748 participations. I think those numbers are phenomenal, and you can see the breakdown there. We're pretty pleased about how programs are going in general. We have some ups and we have some downs, but overall our participation has held really pretty steady in the last years, even with some of the budget cuts that we've endured. Bringing it over to recreational sports, interestingly enough, recreational sports has grown slightly. This last fiscal year, we had 45,197 participations in our sports programs, youth and adult sports predominantly, and that's about 4,000 over last year, last fiscal year. So again, we're very pleased with those numbers. And I think that, again, we've got some programs that have increased, some that have decreased, but overall we're doing quite well in terms of participation. And I think probably on the other side of the coin, we're very happy that this fiscal year is over because now we're going to be starting to compare apples to apples in our facilities and our parks numbers. You know, over the last year, we've changed computer systems and we've had difficulty comparing, so we'll be looking at comparable numbers for the next year. I can tell you, though, that our facility revenues we exceeded our revenue projections for this year, and I feel, in talking to Mr. Woods, that the use of our facilities has continued to increase, and mostly from external groups. We have a lot of city meetings that we include in our numbers, but we have a lot of external groups that come and use our facilities throughout the year. And what we're seeing is some very large groups that have continued to come back time and time again, and I think that's great. And in terms of revenue, it's very helpful. So I think with that, I'm happy to answer any questions you might have on the summary reports.
Any questions?
Yes.
I have a question, Andrea. On the Youth Services Division, we've gone down about 3,000 participations between last year and this year. Do you know the year before what the figure was?
No, not off the top of my head, but I am happy to bring that back to you.
I was just wondering if it's a trend or it's just this year phenomenon, because if it's a trend, that would concern me a little bit.
We'll bring that back to you to take a look at in our September or October meeting.
Okay. Do I have a motion to accept these for file?
I move that we accept these for file.
A second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I have no senior representative report for this month.
But actually, I would like to jump in. I know the commission is aware that we've been working on the senior agreement, the agreement and the actually the agreement. We're coming to the end of the 20-year agreement that we currently have. We currently have a draft that we're finalizing. We were going to be putting it on this agenda, but we've pulled it back, and we're going to be putting it on the September agenda as a public hearing. I think we've come to an agreement between the Senior Citizens Incorporated and the city, and we're going to be bringing that to you to take a look at and hopefully to get a recommendation to take that to City Council for final approval. We will be giving a final draft to the seniors, and I believe they will be coming to your meeting as well to talk a little bit about the draft. So that will be a public hearing at our next meeting, and I wanted to make sure that you knew that. I know that we talked about having it in the August meeting, but it will be in September.
Okay. We have no public hearings, declaration of future agenda items.
Just the Budlong thing that we already mentioned.
And
may I add to that, and I apologize for coming back to the subject of cloisters, but I recall a couple months ago we talked, or I had brought up the sand that gets built up at the end of the cloisters boardwalk when you're going out to the view of the ocean. And I'm just wondering, I mean, if that maintenance topic has been addressed, just and or can it be? I think it sort of fits into the spirit of, you know, safety, because there's a lot of people in wheelchairs that go down to, you know, go sit out and sit on those park benches. And, I mean, I'm out there a fair amount, and I just wanted to see if there was any evaluation of that.
We have repaired that. I don't know if you've been out there lately. We've gone, there was a lot of sand built up, and the walk had buckled. So it has been repaired. It was done probably a couple weeks ago.
Okay, good.
So
I haven't been out.
Perfect. Yeah, take a look. It was done, and we thank you for bringing that to our attention, and it was certainly a safety hazard. So it was an interesting phenomenon with the sand, but it's been taken care of.
Great. Thank you.
You bet.
One item that I thought, especially since we'll be starting the Coleman Park Master Plan project, is if we could have an update on the Harbor Walk project.
I will ask if we can get someone from Public Services to come and talk a little bit about what they're doing and the plans. And I think the estimated completion date is October, so I think your timing will be perfect.
I'd like to add to that. What are the estimated maintenance costs for the boardwalk? I haven't seen that anywhere.
We'll throw that in.
Anything else for this evening? Okay, I'll take a motion for adjournment.
I move that we adjourn.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.